दे लाइक ये लोग टायर में पकाया हुआ देसी ठर्रा पीता है, दिस इज वे हेल्थियर.
Our spurious jeera is nothing compared to their spurious alcohol. Alcohol.
The shit water that they drink. उसके सामने तो ये अमृत है.
Hello, namaste, welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
All right. Hey.
You are back from your travels.
Yes, I am back from my travels. Yeah. I know I still sound groggy. But I'm here. And
yes, and my voice is better. I'm almost back to normal, touch wood. It was a bad infection, man. I don't think I've ever had such a bad throat infection.
Yeah, but you're sounding much better. And Far From Fact is almost back to its OG voice levels, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, so with that, Keshav, I think we have an interesting topic, okay, for the day.
Yeah.
And
good find, great find. It's a Mumbai story.
Yeah, thank you. It's a Thane story, actually.
Right.
For
I
people
like to
who...
look at it as greater Mumbai, so...
Fair enough. Now, the headline reads, is that cumin or is it wood in your jeera rice? Okay, and now...
Very intriguing headline.
Very intriguing. So, the story goes, if over the last 1 year, you found something wrong with the taste of your jeera rice at a highway dhaba, we may finally know why. The Thane police have arrested two accused who were allegedly selling adulterated cumin seeds or jeera by the ton to dhabas on the highways leading to Pune, Nasik, Ahmedabad and Goa, as well as to retailers. Now, according to police officials, the racket was busted after the Shantinagar police in Bhiwandi received a tip-off that a tempo carrying spurious jeera. Two words I would have never expected to hear together. Yeah.
Like spurious jeera. That it's a matter of concern.
Yeah. So a tempo carrying spurious jeera would be coming to the Nagao Fatma Nagar area. Accordingly, a trap was laid and the police intercepted the tempo, which was carrying nearly 3 tons of spurious cumin worth ₹7.19 lakh on Thursday. And the police has arrested two people, okay, in this case. Now, when these people were interrogated, they learned that a factory was set up in Manor in the Palghar district, and then they raided the factory jointly with the Food and Drug Administration and seized goods worth ₹30 lakh, including machinery and equipment. And now this factory has been sealed. So what was happening? Okay, so the accused would source fennel seeds waste and wood from Gujarat and mix them with chemical powder so that it would look like cumin.
Right.
Now, in order to add the authentic taste, the accused would then mix it with some quantity of genuine cumin.
Right.
And this mixture was sold at half the current market price, which led to a huge demand among their customers, said a police officer who was part of the investigation. Now, the officer added that these customers include dhabas along highways where jeera rice is a frequently ordered dish.
Right.
And even some sellers in the APMC market in Navi Mumbai.
Right.
And then what they did, okay, so this is the police's way to check the spuriousness.
How to tell authentic jeera from spurious jeera.
Okay. We added some of the fake cumin seized from the accused in water and then black color came off, revealing its true nature. And now samples have been sent for formal analysis to the Forensic Sciences Laboratory in Kalina.
Great. I mean, yeah. I all that is great. You know, I'm mildly disappointed with the test.
Yeah.
I was hoping for some really clever, very cool, impressive test.
Yeah.
It's just like add hot water. Hot water bhi nahi, normal water, I think.
Normal water.
Normal water.
So, you know, for this tells me that the people cooking with this jeera,
like, don't even wash it.
No, wash. You rarely wash jeera.
You don't wash jeera. Fair point.
But when
because you're going to put it in hot oil.
Yeah, I'm sure the color would come out, right? If it comes out in regular water, the color would definitely come out in hot oil, no?
But I don't think the end user, the employee in a dhaba who's putting the jeera.
Putting it. Employee is a high praise.
It's high praise. The slave. The person tied to the dhaba with invisible chain of caste and shame or some such shit.
Yeah.
That guy or kid, probably an underage
kid
who's
yeah.
putting jeera in that oil doesn't really care about whether it is sawdust or jeera. Second thing, the person buying, procurement manager at the dhaba,
I'm sure is the same person.
I don't think anybody would have asked, no, if jeera price is 100 rupees a kilo elsewhere, why is this 50 rupees?
50, yeah.
So the fact that they did not ask means they knew it was adulterated and they were okay with their,
Their
clientele.
Clientele, yeah.
Their clientele enjoying that. So they didn't care. They're like, ye log tire mein pakaya hua desi tharra peeta hai. This is way healthier.
Our spurious jeera is nothing compared to their spurious alcohol.
The shit water that they drink. Uske saamne to ye amrit hai.
Fair enough, yeah. So, now the police have found that the duo were running the racket for nearly a year. Officials suspect that the duo started it when cumin prices hit a dizzying rupees 600 per kilo thanks to the changing weather patterns in Rajasthan.
Wow, I'll also apologize for saying cumin is 100 rupees a kilo.
No, you were giving an example.
I was giving an example.
Yeah. Yeah, so now this is another angle. So the prices hit a dizzying rupees 600 per kilo thanks to the changing weather patterns in Rajasthan, which is India's largest grower, which
cumin.
Impacted the harvest. Yes.
Oh, I did not know that. That's great that Rajasthan is India's largest producer of cumin.
Yeah. Now, over the last 1 year, law enforcement agencies in different states have seized spurious cumin prepared from ingredients like coconut, broom pieces, and even powdered stone in some instances.
Broom pieces. Beauty. And you know, this is that which broom? This is that
toilet wala
broom. Specifically.
What the dosa guy cleans his tawa with.
Yeah, but I know that he's bought that and kept it. I'm hoping that is a specific tawa use. But yeah.
Yeah, when it comes to adulteration,
when it comes to adulteration, whatever. He's not going to be like, "Main sirf dosa wale ka hi broom khareedunga." You will buy any broom that comes your way. First of all, you're not even buying, you're probably just picking it up from the trash. I don't know what is going on. Let's just say I'm not eating jeera rice on highways for a while.
Great idea. No jeera rice. But you know, Keshav, the thing is, they put jeera in almost everything, no? Even your dal will have jeera.
Actually,
in it.
No, it has so let's say no eating at highways.
So, okay, let's see. Okay, something in our daily lives that has high margin. What can we adulterate next? Let's keep that as our
problem statement. Super problem statement. This is our daily bread.
Yeah. So it needs to be something no one thinks about. You want to go for a high value item, no?
Yeah, high value ideally, so that people are like, okay, it's a deal that I'm getting it for so cheap. But then again, if something is low value and it's still cheaper, then also people might be interested in buying it.
Okay.
So maybe more than high value, maybe let's go for high frequency.
Okay.
Because, you know, buying it very often all the time is also important.
So, you know, I have a very good idea, okay? I feel like a toilet cleaner. Imagine if you adulterate a toilet cleaner.
There's no way to find out.
And no one has incentive to also find out that this toilet cleaner is adulterated.
It's not working.
Yeah. Like, what will you do? You'll just use more, no?
Yeah.
And then you'll buy more.
You'll buy more. Simple. Man, that's a genius idea.
Thank you.
Because it's just dye.
It's just dye. And also, it's very, very, I think, easy to manufacture. The formula and all is very standard. Like, yeah, all the brands, no, are doing the same thing. It's just the packaging that is
it's
different.
It's just the packaging that is changing, yeah. And there's a little bit of smell factor to it, I guess.
Smell, yeah.
So we just go for color and smell.
Hmm.
Baki, it has nothing else in it. Baki, it has like chai ka pani or something. It's funny how the people adulterating chai want to put toilet liquid in it. And the people who want to adulterate toilet liquid want to put chai in it for color. Or whatever. It's just, at the end of the day, I don't know who is fooling whom. So finally, commodities are selling.
Yeah, man. What else?
What is a high value item? Let's look at it. I love the toilet cleaner idea a lot.
Okay. But it's not funny. You know, there's no excitement.
Nobody's falling sick.
Sick.
We want people to consume it and die. No?
I never said that, man.
Okay. Consume it and feel uncomfortable.
Feel uncomfortable. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mildly dizzy. Just that much.
I think oil is a great,
oil is great
place to start.
Oil is great. Because oil mein kya, what are the people expecting? Oil mein people, all they're expecting is a little crackling. Which I think anything can provide. If you give kerosene, I don't know, not kerosene.
No, where, I think this is a great idea, Keshav. See, oil has categories, no? So, you have cheaper cooking oils and you have more expensive cooking oils.
Yeah.
Now, imagine when you're buying your whatever sunflower gold or whatever oil you're buying.
Yeah.
You have no idea what is
really good for your heart.
Yeah, that to chodo. You don't even know if it is sunflower seed oil or... You don't even know if it's oil.
For all you know, it is Vim.
Yeah.
It's the same color. It's also yellow, that's also yellow.
So I feel oil is a great place
just
to start.
Just
has to
be a little bit sticky, that's it.
Yeah.
Slippery.
Which is easy,
sticky.
Which is easy to achieve, man.
Something of oily texture. And it can be made out of...
No, you know what I'm saying is you don't even need to do these evil things.
Huh.
What you can do is you sell it saying it is 100% sunflower seed oil. But you put palm oil or whatever.
But make it with something else.
Huh.
Make it with like pig fat. I don't know. That will really bring the country down. So put animal fat inside oil in India, no? Finished. Or beef fat. Khatam.
What else have people started consuming a lot more? Cheese, man. Cheese.
Oh, yeah. People eat a lot of cheese now, no?
All of a sudden, yeah.
It's like cheese, har kisi mein cheese jata hai.
Yeah.
So cheese, I think, is very easy to make, no? Like fake cheese.
Yeah, because have you ever had cheese in the US? It's terrible.
What they pour on shit, that cheese is the worst.
Not only that, like even if you'll buy, let's say, American
slice,
it's tasteless and it's like plastic.
And
it's
it like tells like gift wrapping paper. Like, you know,
yeah.
Like really thick gift wrap, it tears like that also. It doesn't tear like food.
Yeah.
So maybe there is an idea. Maybe we can make cheese out of stationery.
But people are probably going to die. Huh?
People will die, yeah?
Sorry.
You think immediately or eventually? Because
eventually.
Immediately, ye toh, eventual death We can't take responsibility for eventual death. At least we're better than pharma companies. That much I think we can carry on our conscience. So I think cheese is a great space.
Mm.
How what to make cheese with? So liquid cheese banane ke liye we'll use like
maida. You can use
great maida and some little like food color.
Mm.
And you have liquid cheese. And solid cheese ke liye like we said wrapping paper ka squares mein cut ke.
And cheese is expensive, no?
Cheese, I think, has been at the same price for too long. It's chicken.
Oh. Okay. You know,
chicken has been at the same price for too long. When price of a commodity doesn't change for 20 years, it's a cause for concern. When I was growing up, chicken was the same price, abhi bhi same price. How? So I've stopped eating chicken. This is how a murgi nahi hai. Ye murgi nahi ho sakta hai. See, I'll give you a simple example. When I was growing up, goat used to cost 40 rupees.
A kilo?
Yeah, I'm very old.
Oh my God. Okay.
At the same time, chicken used to cost around that same ballpark. Like 32 or something like that.
Okay, okay.
So, you notice the difference? It's not such a big difference. But percentage-wise, let's say it's, I don't know what, jo bhi hai.
So, at that time, okay, I know current prices. Chicken is about... You can 300? Say on an average 200 per kilo. If you buy from the local butcher
goat
guy.
Goat is at 800 to 1000.
800. Yeah.
4x. Something happened. No, this mammal, that means is being looked after well. While this bird is just being screwed. So, it says a lot.
So, I see your point, okay?
I think we've digressed here.
No, but this is a great discussion for people who, again, you know, people who may not know
the people
prices.
Who don't eat meat at all may not know prices even. Prices, and you know, when you go to a restaurant, you understand why chicken biryani is the most sold item. Like, you can never get good quality goat or mutton in a restaurant. You will not be able. No restaurant can afford it.
Yeah. So, my theory, okay, my understanding or rationalization for this is that chicken... is very easy to grow almost like a plant.
Yeah.
It is so well defined, you know, that the egg hatches after the chicken is these many days old, it will lay its egg. The egg will hatch in these many days. And out of every 10 eggs, 8 eggs will hatch, 2 eggs will not, 2 eggs will not hatch. The chick needs this much gram of whatever protein, this much gram of this.
Yeah.
It'll take this much days and then it will be ready for harvest.
Yeah.
So the same thing cannot be done or is not yet done for goats.
Yeah, not yet done. I think the underlining
is
the not yet.
Not
yet. It's just a calibration of our greed. Like, are you comfortable seeing animals in that squalor? For some reason, we don't do it to mammals. Maybe we have some conscience.
And the US has done it for cows, right?
For cows. For beef. That's what I meant. For cows also, right? Just the way chicks are, ill-treated, like the way KFC does and, you know, to produce more meat. They do it with cows also to produce more meat, where they are lying in their filth. We've not reached that point. So maybe, maybe goat is our answer. The answer we're looking for is goat.
Goat, adulteration.
Adulteration of goat. Basically, ek bakra mein 100 kilo bhar do. Kaise bhi kar. Goat cannot stand only. It's on its knees its whole life.
Man, I think we are on to something.
We are on to something. Then we'll be able to sell goat at 400 rupees a kilo mutton.
Because see, currently the scam that happens in the mutton space, okay?
Is haddi.
Not haddi.
Okay.
They will sell you a larger mammal's meat saying it is goat.
Got it.
So, in 1 kilo of mutton or so-called mutton, there will be, say, pau kilo 300 gram of buffalo meat or
something,
whatever.
A bigger mammal's meat.
Bigger mammal's meat.
Yeah. In fact, a bigger mammal's bone will also be very high density. We'll never know.
So that's this adulteration that currently happens.
And I think there's a massive opportunity there.
Yeah.
I think another space is ghee.
Okay, okay.
And the reason I'm saying ghee is because we're so fanatic as a country about our ghee suddenly, right? We always have been, but now the country is going crazy about A2 ghee.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think there is a massive opportunity.
And ghee is high margin.
Ghee is massive high margin. And ghee entirely, how do people buy ghee? Everybody will tell you that ghee is all about the smell.
Yeah.
So we just have to mime that smell. Like, that mimic smell. It somehow.
Beautiful. Means put that smell in regular ghee and sell it as the high quality ghee.
And that ghee is not ghee only. It's just margarine. Emu fat.
Keshav, that will probably fall more expensive than the high quality ghee.
The first scam company that is in the red. Full board meeting chal raha hai. How to improve, how to cut cost. Shareholders are upset. Shareholders are mostly just gang members.
So I think for listeners, Keshav, okay, to conclude.
Yeah.
So many options.
Plenty of options.
Pick your choice.
Jis mein bhi aapko scam karna hai, shuru kar do. Best part is you don't have to finish college, do any entrance exam.
Yeah, yeah.
You are ready the way you are. Like right now, whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You're sitting in your PJs, picking your notes. You are ready to do this business. Go forth and conquer.
Beautiful. So with that, Keshav, I think... look at us, you know, see, I've always believed that as consumption will increase, scams will increase, adulteration will increase, all of that will happen.
Price rise and it is inflation related. The minute there is higher inflation and something, adulteration will follow.
Will follow, yeah. Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you for listening, you guys. We hope you enjoyed this adulteration special. If you do choose a career in this field, mention us when you become big and successful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We will be your first customers. Whatever you're adulterating, share a sample with us.
Yes.
We'll tell you if it needs improvement or not.
As in, you need to adulterate it more or not.
More or not, yeah. And you can follow us on Instagram and Spotify.
Yes, you can also leave us comments on Instagram, on iTunes, and on Spotify.
Yes, and last but not the least, you can contribute on PayPal and UPI. The links are in the show notes.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.